Well, in case you've been on Mars, Star Wars The Force Awakens opens nationwide this week. The film's expected to pull in hundreds of millions of dollars in its opening weekend alone, but by the time you add up ticket sales, merchandise, video games, the haul could reach nearly $10 billion with a B dollars. Julie Leonard is a toy analyst for NPD, a group that researches the retail industry. Julie, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So how much, forgive me, of a force is the Star Wars toy franchise?
Well, I can tell you how big it is in toys. It will probably exceed $500 million for 2015.
Many of the toys came out ahead of the movie in September, Julie. Force Friday, it was called. And sales were pretty big. And we're not just talking about video games and action figures. We're talking all kinds of Star Wars merchandise, right?
That's correct, yes. September 4th was the big day. And it's pretty unprecedented for a movie release to have any kind of product hit the shelf that far ahead of the movie release. But it seemed to work, especially in toys.
What kinds of stuff beyond video games?
Really, across the board, everything from a, you know, $3 Hot Wheels or a Hasbro has Micro Machines to anything as expensive as $400 for the Lego Star Wars Death Star and everything in between.
Julie, as I understand it, some 70 different companies own licenses to sell Star Wars products. How important is the revenue for these companies?
I think for a lot of the companies, it's very important. We see Star Wars is going to be the number one property in 2015. That's my anticipation. It has grown over 250% just in the last 2 months since Force Friday. And for many of the smaller toy companies, I think it will be a very important piece of their business for this year.
I mean, the movie came out back in 1977. Kids then are now full-grown adults, many with kids of their own. I mean, are adults still buying the toys as well? It's not just kids?
It's always been adults and kids. Looking back, when we used to track the market for adult collector, we found that about 10 to 15% of sales were for the adult collector. And I fully expect that to be about the same or even more this year. And of course, with those parents now grown up and having their own children, they're going to want their kids involved in the franchise as well. And we expect them to come out and buy toys this holiday season.
Some of these toys are pretty expensive. I mean, one is a replica of the BB-8 character in the new movie. It sells for $150 or something. I mean, what does that say about the toy industry right now that some of these toys are going for that much?
Well, we do see at the holiday period that parents tend to spend a little bit more money on that one big gift. And certainly Sphero's app control BB-8 is no exception. It's doing very well at around the $150 range. And there are many other Star Wars toys that are also doing pretty well within that range.
Julie, looking at this historically, I mean, how does the Star Wars brand sort of line up against other really successful toy franchises?
It's right up there. In the last 10 years since the last movie was released in 2005, it has been in the top 10 in terms of total property. So it's up there with Barbie and Nerf and, you know, all the other popular big brands.
Julie Leonard is a toy analyst for NPD, a group that researches the retail industry. She joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thank you for having me, Eric.